Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. I want to explicitly say very clearly that ISIS members are not Muslims at all. So these people are actually coming from several different places around the world, and they are having particularly different religions as well. And they are wearing the masks in order to defame the religion of Islam. So they are not Muslims, and they are actually wearing this terrible mask and doing their atrocities across the globe. You know, due to such a destructive activities of ISIS, unfortunately, the entire Muslim community is affected globally, and Muslims become suspected that they are involved in the terrorist activities around the world. Everyone is affected, unfortunately, and the questions are being raised against Islam due to the ISIS terrible activities. Those are actually doing all these activities in the name of Allah and the Holy Book of Islam, Quran. They are doing it, but they are actually misusing the name of Allah and the Quran itself. I'm sure no religion, including the religion of Islam, teaches all its followers to do or carry out such horrible activities in the name of the religion or in the name of the Holy Book related to that religion. And of course, because these activities are rejected by all people around the world, I can say that the Islamic faith is very important in this regard, because this book rejected this type of Muslims because they are not actually Muslims. They are just people that they claim they have some faith in the religion of Islam, but actually they don't. And based on such actions and terrible commitments, committing crimes, the religion of Islam and faith is coming under doubt. I call these members un-Islamic, and again, I say that they do not represent the whole religion of Islam. These horrible activities have certainly no position in the religion of Islam. Take this: violence, killing innocent women and children, beheading, looting, taking slaves, selling young girls, and many other terrible activities have been strongly condemned and rejected by the religion of Islam and the real Muslims as well. So I must say that the religion of Islam has brought peace, comfort, and mercy to the mankind. So how this religion can taught such atrocities to be carried out by its followers? This religion, everybody knows that, even has rules and regulations during war towards captives, prisoners of war, and even animals. So I can say this religion covers all aspects of a life with dignity. So ISIS is not related to the greater religion of Islam, and their activities are not the direct teachings of this great religion either. So another fact, which is very, very important for people to know, that these people are killing Muslims, killing other Muslims on a very regular and even daily basis. All real Muslims denounce their activities. And the number one victim of this barbaric terror group is Muslims. You know, ISIS has killed thousands of Muslims across the Middle East today. Take a look at some countries in the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, and other places. So they are killing Muslims. So this terror group has even launched many coordinated terrorist attacks in several other places around the world. They killed hundreds of innocent people who were actually primarily Muslims. So they kill people in the name of a peaceful religion. This is the funniest part, and they call actually themselves Muslim. ISIS and its ideology, in the words of Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
There's another group of believers that we're seeing in this day and age, and they're being rallied up in the West, or at least that's what it sounds like in the media, taken to Syria, before that to Pakistan. Now it's more in Syria, in Iraq. Their understanding of Islam is what? You pick up a bazooka and you start shooting. Their understanding of Islam is what? Oh, these non-Muslims, these kuffar, we have this teaching in the Quran called jihad. What is this teaching of jihad? This is what it means. Blow up people. Sunnis, Shias, cut them open, pick out their hearts, bite it in front of the camera and put it on YouTube. This is jihad. What are we going to do? Establish Islamic government. How? With the Khilafah of this guy, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and others. These people, this ideology, if you really look at it, if you really dig deep, if we stop being naive, we'll realize that this is obviously not only not real Islam. When you trace the ideology, where it's coming from, where it's being funded, you realize the same guys that are blowing them up on the media, calling these guys Islamic extremists, Muslims, and showing Middle Eastern faces, bearded faces on TV, and saying, oh, these guys are extremists, the same guys who are blowing them up on the media are the same guys that are funding it. Are the same guys that are pushing this agenda forward. I find it funny and I find it very sad. Sad because Muslims see this and they just pass by it and they accept it. The Americans say, yes, these ISIS is being funded by certain groups or certain governments in the region. Okay. What governments? You're talking about the Islamic Republic of Iran? Obviously not. Who's funding them? Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. Last I know, these countries pretty much don't do anything unless the US gives them an okay. Qatar's government, that small island in the Gulf, doesn't really have any control over what it says. The Saudi government receives its money from the United States of America. These are facts. It has been under their control after the British created it. So the same people that are blowing it up, calling them extremists, these guys are funding those believers. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more, you'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program, The Teacher. So I can say, according to the actions that ISIS carried out in the past and they are doing it now, the outrage and the strong disgust by all Muslims community toward ISIS is quite palpable. We know most Muslims' emotion state are actually identical toward this terrorist group. We must express our anger against this group of the international terror. We, in particular Muslims, are not cool with the bloodshed. This is the entire belief of the Muslim community around the world. So Muslims are peaceful people. So it is all of us, from another point of view, Muslims or non-Muslims versus ISIS. And if we are about to defeat this terrorist group, we must know first of all who they are and what they are doing, so we have to devise strategies to bring them to the corner and finish them finally. So that's why we have to look into the deepest face of this terrorist group. This group is actually nothing, I believe, that more than a mixture of killers, of kidnappers, of criminals, of thugs, of adventurers, of smugglers, and thieves. And they are, above all, apostates. People who have actually hijacked a great religion and lie about its real meaning and lie about its purpose and deceive people in order to fight for their purpose. This is what they are. They are far away from being Muslims. They are just true unbelievers of any religion. They are following the religion of terror, of killing and looting. They don't know anything. Actually, they don't know anything about humanity and peaceful life. So we must do something to defeat this terrorist group as quickly as possible. Otherwise, it will be scattered and spread like a deadly virus to every corner of the world. Everyone, including Muslims and non-Muslims around the world, must strongly denounce any activities or any actions, I mean, atrocious that carried out by these terrorist group, around the world must be denounced directly. So all people must take practical measures and put them in place to defeat this group as quickly as possible. And we as Muslims expect high demands and assistance and support as well as solidarity from the international community against the beast of ISIS. So all people and states must be encouraged to act against ISIS. So there must be kind of mobilization. So people, states, governments, all people need to be mobilized to address this threat to the peace of the international community as quickly as possible. So I believe that the ideology of terror needs to be addressed correctly and quickly. And also we must plan and devise particular strategies, practical strategies to bring this terrorist group to a corner and finish it. So from the Islamic point of view, Islam is always and has been always against fighting, killing, and etc. and etc. The only state that Islam asks its followers to go into the war, it is just defending war. But what ISIS is doing is absolutely against it. So that's why we cannot call ISIS Muslims. They are truly unbelievers of any religion. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah